poll, voters say they will stop using companies that push political agendas they disagree with. By Hannah Blow on May 16, 2022. Likely voters are disillusioned by companies that jump into the political fray and openly advocate for political agendas that they personally disagree with. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Monday found. They survey asked respondents, how likely are you to stop using a product or service of a company that openly advocates for a political agenda you disagree with? Most, 87.1%, said it is at least somewhat likely they would stop using the product or service of the company in question. And of those, 51.8% said it is very likely. Republicans and Democrats are in agreement in that both say it is at least somewhat likely they would stop using a product or service of a company that advocated for a political agenda they personally disagree with, 84.5% for Democrats and 93.4% for Republicans. Independents tend to feel the same way, with 82.6% expressing the same sentiments. The survey was taken April 24 to 27, 2022. Among 1,080 likely general election voters. It has a +2.00% margin of error and comes as several companies have spoken out in support of abortion and transgender surgeries. Starbucks is the latest widely known company to jump into the political debate, affirming that employees under its insurance program would be eligible for reimbursement for travel costs related to obtaining an abortion or gender-affirming procedure. Others, including Amazon and Levi Strauss & Company, have made it clear they will also support employees seeking to get an abortion. The most recent vows of these companies follow the leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion, overturning Roe v. Wade. The draft opinion, reportedly penned by Justice Samuel Alito, states that it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives.